Folks, welcome to Walleye Fan Radio. It's really neat to do. I'm Terry Brown, and with me today is a guy that I've known forever and is big in the walleye trail, has been Top Gun and has done a lot of other things across the country, but is also the president of Lindy Little Joe, and with me today is Ted Takasaki. Ted, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's great to be here, Terry.
Well, Ted, a lot of things have changed since we first met you from Chatsworth, Illinois, a walleye pro fishing with John Campbell, of course, and did real, real well, but now president of Lindy Little Joe, and things have changed a lot since we last spoke.
Oh, it's been very exciting, not only being the president of a walleye-oriented tackle company, but also participate within all the major walleye tournaments and doing seminars across the country as well as writing articles. It's certainly a lot of work, but a lot of fun at the same time. American dream.
Well, you've been an ambassador for this for a long time, and, you know, ever since I've ever known you, you've been a real student of the game and also an educator. I want to make sure we get that in there because one of the things I've seen you do and do well is when you do your seminars, you educate people on how to catch more fish, and I think that's important. Now you've carried that over to Lindy.
Well, no doubt about that. I mean, I think that it's important to educate anglers. You know, walleyes are relatively difficult species of fish to catch on a consistent basis across the country, and the more I can show them and tell them how to catch those fish, the more walleye anglers we will have out there. So it's a good thing all the way around.
Well, you know, you look at this sport, and probably different than the bass fishing business from a couple of perspectives. One is that live bait is used, and, you know, you and I have talked about this before. You know, there's kind of a move out there, a little bit of one anyway, that in the walleye world that says, hey, we ought to go to artificials only, but you have a perspective I think is pretty unique.
Well, I mean, Lindy is a tackle company that has tradition in live bait. Our Lindy rigs are a live bait delivery system, and so therefore, I propose always the use of live bait in walleye fishing, at least for the general consumer or the general angler out there that often might have a difficult time catching walleyes on a consistent basis. But nonetheless, there's a few artificial-only tournaments that are popping up here and there, and I think it's very encouraging to see that as well.
Well, you know, you're one of those guys that I think could catch one in a bucket. You know, it's one of those kind of people that can catch those walleye and do well each and every time. But you fish the FLW walleye circuit, and now, you know, it's getting ready for 2008. You're thinking about looking at that, and I'm sure looking at the PWT as well.
No doubt about that. What's been exciting this past year, starting January 1st, I'll be promoting Lund Boats and their new fiberglass boat line, and therefore that has changed my personal dynamics as to which tournament circuit I might fish. But I'm going to take a look at both options and try to make the best decision I can. And certainly I'm very excited about this new introduction of these fiberglass boats from Lund.
You know, let's talk about that if we can a little bit. Of course, a longtime supporter and a real strong proponent of Ranger. And now you're looking at this new boat that they've come out with. What were some of the things that you were impressed with the new Lund boat?
Well, it's just an awesome boat. They've not only taken the same styling as they have had past, and Lund has always been a walleye-oriented company. I mean, let's face it, they headquartered in Minnesota, and walleyes are a key target species for them. But as far as the boat design, they've done a great job in terms of the design. I had some help in terms of being able to make some suggestions as they were going along, but I'm very excited about the final design here that's going to be introduced, that has already been introduced, and I think it's going to be a real winner out there.
Well, you look back at, you know, fishing, of course, bass fishing and walleye fishing, which we kind of mirror a little bit because of the competitive nature, but in reality, you guys fish big water. You fish a lot of times very rough conditions, and you got to have that boat under you that's going to do the job, and Lund's got a reputation for that.
No doubt about that. I mean, Lund Pro V's have been out on the market for many, many years. They've been field tested. They've been put through the ringer as far as rough water and seas. And what they've done is they've taken those same design features and put them to fiberglass.
Well, you know, Ted, as you reflect back on your career, and of course you started a long time ago now, but you look back, still a young guy, and you look back at how this sport has grown, this walleye fishing business is really changing, and you talk about Lindy, of course you're there every day and see what you're doing there and the creativity that your folks have there, but you look at the rest of the sport, this thing could turn into something pretty major.
Oh, no doubt about that. Walleyes are a great species of fish. There's a lot of people that fish for them, and it's growing across the country, so I think that both the sport of walleye fishing as well as Lindy Little Joe's position within the walleye species itself is a very, very bright one. So I'm very, very excited about it.
Well, when you reflect back on the history of the sport a little bit, I mean, you know, it started out kind of as a grassroots thing, but now the professional leagues have become pretty big business.
Well, no doubt. Just look at the kind of boats that we're running today versus when I first started. I had a 50-horse outboard tiller boat that John and I started out in team tournaments. I mean, that was a decent-sized boat back then, and now, unless you have a 250 or a 275 on the back of your boat, you're going to be left behind.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and getting to the spots you want to get to. Now, you know, with walleye fishing, electronics come into the place so heavily. I mean, it's one of those things. I've seen you do a lot of seminars where you talk about that. Talk to me a little bit about the importance of electronics in the walleye fishing versus maybe some other types of fishing.
No doubt about that. I mean, electronics and sonar technology has come such a long ways in such a short period of time. Humminbird just introduced this new feature called sight imaging, and it allows you to shoot a transducer out to the side of the boat and see a real-time graphical picture of what the cover and the structure and the fish are like out away from your boat. And that alone has expanded the amount of coverage you've got. In order to be able to catch fish, you've got to be able to find them, and certainly electronics and sonar has a big part to play in that.
Well, I know Humminbird's a big part of what you do and how you do it. And, you know, in recent years, I got to give Humminbird a lot of credit because, you know, it was for the longest time maybe an also-ran, but it's not anymore. It's the premier depth finder out there, I believe. And if you look at what they do with side imaging as well as the pixel definition that they've got in their units, the color is very good and doesn't fade out in the sun and some of those kind of things. It's really helped our fishing.
Well, no doubt about that. I mean, if the average angler can buy some technology, be able to locate fish, be able to know where they're exactly at with GPS technology, and be able to return to those same spots time and time again, I mean, they're going to be more productive and they're going to catch more fish. And that's really the key or the critical aspect of all of this.
All right, Ted, now I'm going to pick your brain here a little bit. You and I have been friends for a long time. I want to get the straight scoop here on this one, all right? You can pick the future. You can make the future happen. In walleye fishing, what would be some of the things you'd like to see, you know, in the tournament trail organizations as well as the grassroots?
Well, I think the key aspect of all of this is encouraging or recruiting new fishermen to begin with, and as well as new walleye anglers. I mean, the more walleye anglers we have out in the marketplace, the bigger the tournament circuits get, and the bigger the tournament circuits get, the more money is put into it, and the faster the sport itself grows. So, I mean, you know, what we do here at Lindy all the time is we encourage young anglers. We send a lot of bobbers out to get those anglers started. We support a lot of different organizations and promotional events encouraging kids to start fishing. So I think that's the number one thing. I mean, if every single person can take a grandkid or a brother or a sister or, you know, the neighbor's kids out fishing, we'll have more fishermen.
Well, and I think the sport has evolved from a technology standpoint. We talk a little bit about depth finders and stuff, but the quality of the equipment in a walleye world now is every bit as good as it is in any other species that you fish for.
Yeah, well, no doubt about that. Technology has come a long way. I mean, you just look at sonar, you look at GPS technology, you look at the way these boats are designed and built these days, the technology that's gone into, say, Mercury's Verado four-stroke engine outboard, it's pretty tremendous.
And, you know, it continues to get better, you know, and what I'm noticing, too, is the exposure that this sport's getting now. Walleye fishing, you know, if you think back, you know, it wasn't that long ago, people really just did it to eat the fish, really, if they could catch a few walleye and put them in a frying pan. But now it's become such a big sport, and the technology kind of follows that. The pros really lead, I think, in the standpoint, now I show you how to catch, you know, use of a drift sock or whatever it may be. And you guys kind of lead that, so that could be a big thing to be good, look good for the future.
Oh, no doubt about that. Catch and release has come a long, long ways in the last 10 to 15 years. I mean, a lot of people that wouldn't have ever considered releasing a walleye now will release a walleye and allow it to be caught again. And that really is going to help us preserve the future of the sport and allow more anglers to be able to enjoy the more walleyes that are in the lake. So it's a good thing all the way around.
Well, two questions I have that's just questions for me. One is, what's the largest walleye you've ever caught? And then what's the largest one you've ever caught in competition?
Well, the biggest walleye I've ever caught is 12 and a quarter pounds, and I did catch that in competition. It was one of the five fish that I set the Professional Walleye Trail Tournament one-day five-fish record of 53.2 pounds.
Yeah, that's a great day. You know, a guy, you think about Chatsworth, Illinois. Now, that's not the walleye capital of the world by any stretch. How'd you get started doing that?
Well, you know, I fished for a lot of different species when I was a kid with my dad. And then after college, my buddy of mine from college and I started fishing these tournaments, John Campbell. We started fishing team tournaments, and certainly the walleyes were part of that. And it was really just trial and error, really. We learned from the School of Hard Knocks, read a lot of magazines, took some fishing classes from Spence Petros, and we were off and running.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, Ted, you're one of the icons in the sport of walleye fishing, and I look forward to seeing you in that new Lund, driving down there, and also whatever trail you decide to fish, we'll be keeping track of that here at Walleye Fan Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Terry. It's great to be on.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Walleye Fan Radio.